We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Vav Sif Yud Beis says the Mechaber Mutar LaHachriz B'Shabbos Al Aveda Afilu Hi Davar She'Asur L'Taltalo. As we read yesterday, it is permitted to announce that you found an object, even if it is muksa, meaning even though it will not be returned on that day, it is still permitted to announce about it, and it is considered to be a tzorech mitzvah, even if it will only be returned tomorrow. The Ramah adds, "Umutar lahati chemer tzibur b'shabbes afal pishe ino letzorech shabbes." It is permitted to be matir a cherem which was placed by the community on Shabbos, even though they do not need the cherem to be permitted on Shabbos. Since Shabbos is a time when everyone is together, it is considered to be iske rabim. Cheremei tzibur are considered to be something that the rabim deal with, something that the rabim need to deal with, which are permitted to discuss, and since Shabbos everyone is together, it is the ideal time to undo a cherem. Aval ein macharim in b'Shabbos ki imi davar shu letzorach Shabbos. However, even though we allow one to permit the Cheremei Tzibur, we do not allow the Tzibur to be machrim something, to put something in Cheirim on Shabbos, unless it is Litzorech Shabbos to have it in Cheirim. Sif Yud Gimel, L'hachriz b'Shabbos al karka hanimkar, shekol mi sheisho zechus alav yavo v'yagid v'im lav y'abid zechuso, aser. To be machriz, to announce on Shabbos that a piece of land is being sold, and anyone who thinks that it belongs to them should come and announce that it belongs to them, or that they have a right to it, is prohibited on Shabbos. The Ramah states that it is only prohibited in this, the Mishnah Berurah states it is only prohibited in this manner, because it is like being Danes Hadin, it is like one is judging whether this belongs to that person or not, it is like judging in Beis Din. But if you just make an announcement, anyone who has a right to this piece of land should come and state that it belongs to them, that is permitted on Shabbos, because that is not considered to be Kedan Es Hadin, like you're deciding whether this piece of land belongs in court to this person or not. However, the Mishnah Berurah states, L'chatchila, it is best not to do this, because it is a Dibur of Chol, and we said, Mimtzochevzcha v'daber davar, it is best not to discuss Chol Dika matters, weekday Dika matters, on Shabbos. The Ramah adds, V'chein asar l'hachriz yayin b'Shabbos dahavi kamekach umemkar. It is also prohibited to announce that one has wine on Shabbos, because it is like one is doing business. The Mishnah Berurah explains that what you are doing is you are announcing that a certain person has wine in order to sell. The Magen Avraham says this is only prohibited in a place where there is a lot of wine. However, if there is not a lot of wine, then it is considered to be a tzorach mitzvah if people need that wine for Kiddush, but you can't announce how much money you are selling it for. Once we have mentioned that announcing that anyone who has a zechus to a certain land should come is like being Danes Hadin, it is interesting to note that the Ramah in Siman Shin Lama Tes Sif Dalid says that it is prohibited for Beis Din to punish on Shabbos, and many extend this to any punishments on Shabbos whatsoever, and it is learned from the Pasuk of Lo Siva'aru Eish. And the Sefer HaChinuch says the reason for this prohibition of punishing on Shabbos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the day of Shabbos to be a day of rest for everyone, even the Chotim and the Chayavim. And therefore, Rav Nevensol writes that he believes that based on this time of the Sefer HaChinuch, it should be prohibited to punish children on Shabbos as well, as it ruins their menucha. So all forms of punishment would be prohibited according to Rav Nevensol. Obviously, many disagree and limit this to a Beis Din. However, based on the time of the Chinuch, Rav Nevensol extends it to all forms of punishment.